Judge Amy Coney Barrett cleared a procedural vote in the Senate this afternoon, setting up a final confirmation vote tomorrow. We're going to give you both sides of the story tonight. As you know, Democrats have called the Republicans to postpone the nomination process until after the winner of the presidential election is announced. Republicans argue the American people have already spoken when they expanded the GOP's majority during the 2018 election cycle. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell addressed Judge Barrett's qualification after that vote today.
If the separation of powers was to endure and the people's rights were to be safe, we would need individuals of the highest quality on the courts. So how fortunate for our country that the Senate just advanced one of the most qualified nominees for judicial service that we've seen in our lifetimes. Judge Amy Coney Barrett of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit is a stellar nominee in every single respect.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, who's the minority leader, responded to Senator McConnell's comments about the judge with these words.
This is about raw political power. This is about a Senate majority deciding to break faith with the American people and make a mockery of its own principle to secure a seat on the Supreme Court. And let me dispense with one more fiction. The leader keeps claiming that Supreme Court seats have nothing to do with power or ideology. Judges and justices only apply the law, they claim. They only apply call balls and strikes. My Republican friends have told us over and over again that if someone is qualified, has good top-notch qualifications, they should be confirmed because judges merely apply the law. Well, if that were true, if Leader McConnell truly believed the only thing that matters about a judicial candidate is his qualifications, then Merrick Garland would be sitting on the court right now.
Now, yesterday we told you that Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she does plan to vote yes tomorrow. That means Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins is one of, if not the only GOP member who's expected to vote no. Both senators have said they do not support the process of nominating Judge Barrett before the election. Senator Murkowski says she still has an obligation to vote on Judge Barrett based on her qualifications. Again, that vote is scheduled for tomorrow. Republicans do have enough votes to advance Judge Barrett to the high court.